Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Triad musicians Jonathan Luce and Tyler Nail have performed in various bands over the years, each following his own musical path. But along the way, they both shared a strong admiration for the legendary American artist and sound behind the band, Levon Helm. When Helm passed away in April, the two decided to move ahead with their plan to create a tribute to their musical hero. It's an album featuring a dozen local musicians who each picked a song by Helm from his solo career or the band to record. Their beautiful new tribute album will be released on Saturday night, August 18th at Ziggy's in Winston-Salem, and we'll be sampling from the LP throughout the show today. Jonathan and Tyler dropped by WFDD to share their appreciation for Levon Helm.
I've been a Levon fan for a while now, and I can't quite, you know, articulate why I'm such a big fan, but I am. And I guess it has something to do with a little bit of the Southern pride that's in his music or whatever, and a little bit of the humility and the casualness, even though it's so professional. But Levon has battled with cancer in the past, and he's gotten older, and he's done his ramble and everything. And this guy, Levon, he never felt like he was in the place of a Neil Young or a Elton John, somebody that's quite so big and huge and distant and far away. Levon feels like he's a member of a music community in America, you know. So when he passed in April, John and I had already vaguely talked about it would be cool if somebody did a Levon Helm tribute album, and if anybody ever did, it would be really cool to take part in that. As we talked about it, John suggested we could do our own tribute with our own, you know, community of musicians. So the day that he passed away, it felt like an appropriate time to start doing that, and we just started rolling, and it has been a challenging project. It's been huge, but it just felt important to us.
John, I'll throw it your way. I mean, your connection with Levon. And
I mean, I knew of the band. Like, I had a vague appreciation of some of their more well-known songs. And then I saw The Last Waltz, which is their Martin Scorsese film that they did on whatever their kind of last big concert.
Is that where Van Morrison and a bunch of folks
came
in on it?
Yeah, it was a big ordeal. I mean, on the surface, the music is just very infectious, like, and addicting, and it's just good music. But then the more you find out about the band, their work ethic, and sort of what they were oriented towards as artists, I think that became really inspiring to me. The night they drove home. They had been on the road for a long time, and then they made music from Big Pink. And after that, I mean, that was a really successful album, and they got all these offers to play shows that were going to pay real well, and they turned them down because at the time what they were interested in doing is sort of tapping into what they were developing in the studio and trying to discover the chemistry that they had between them musically and see where that would take them. Early in the morning, when the church bells, we're talking about them getting their start from Bob Dylan. You know, Bob Dylan at the time was kind of given the title as like a cultural icon, voice of a generation in like a very tumultuous time culturally, socially.
Sure.
But the band, they were in the middle of all that, but they weren't too interested in being associated with that. What they were interested in was finding something that wasn't going to be particular to a certain place or time, building music that would transcend that. And I think that is really inspiring and something that is kind of interesting to both of us.
My thanks to Triad musicians Jonathan Luce and Tyler Nail. Their new Levon Helm tribute CD will be released on Saturday night, August 18th, with a live concert at Ziggy's in Winston-Salem. We've been sampling from the recording throughout the show, and you'll find links to ticket information and more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.